You're a column of muscle. No, a totem of muscle. To be worshipped. Imagine that I kneel in front of you, at your feet. My hands snaking up the front of your calves. Up over your powerful thighs. Guiding myself upwards. So my face is inches from your perfect cock. I'd ask you to let me take it from you. It's heavy in my hands. I need both for this one. Instinctively, I lick my lips, salivating at the thought of it just seconds away from being in my mouth. I stare up at you. Big blue eyes lock with yours as I push the perfect head through my lips, tasting your pre-cum. On your dick, which makes it twitch inside my mouth. I push it in, through my lips, and my tongue darts around, feeling all over the veins and long, incredible shaft. I have to break eye contact as I reach the base. Your tip nudging past the entrance to my throat. I slip my tongue out and flick your tight balls, full and ready to explode. I need to come up for air, but you grab a handful of my hair and hold me in place. It's firm, not forceful. I know not to struggle. I stay calm and begin to breathe through my nose, relaxing and letting you go even deeper. Your whole length is in my throat now. You don't thrust, because I'm gently moving my muscles around you and massaging your perfect long rod like I'm trying to squeeze toothpaste from a tube. I continue to move my neck, squeezing and pulsing. You don't move an inch. You let my throat do the work. I feel you tense. And then huge spurts of cum explode into my throat. I feel your cock get thicker for a moment as you milk it down my neck. You release me. And I lick the last drops off your cock, not wanting to waste a drop, before I whisper, "Thank you, sir."